If I were to document my beginnings in public media, it would begin with the Rough Draft Diaries. I came to WGTE in the fall of 2013, looking for some work. At the time, I was a recent college grad who was getting frustrated with, well, being a recent college grad. Even though WGTE didn't have any opening positions at the time, I was happy to hear they were open to discussing my options to work as an intern or a volunteer. During our meeting, the idea of writing a small podcast series was thrown around, but I didn't know what to write about. And they said, well, write about whatever you want. Well, within reason. Since my days were filled with writing cover letters, contacting companies, and waiting endlessly for their response, I decided to write about the struggles of becoming a recent, unemployed college grad. It was called The Rough Draft Diaries. I loved writing it, and I was really proud of the series. But it never got to air, because in a strange twist of events, I was hired as the new Morning Classics host. It was an exciting time, and I was happy to turn in my unemployed status, but if I'm really honest, I was kind of sad too. The Rough Draft Diaries was meant to air, that's what it was written for. And it made sense, of course. We couldn't play a series that revolved around my struggles with unemployment when I was newly hired. But the show kind of haunted me. Well, haunted is probably too dramatic a term, but this one episode in particular stuck in my mind. It was episode 8. It was called My Mountain. In it, I talk of the writer Neil Gaiman, in particular the commencement speech he gave at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia. He talks about how decision-making in your career can be easy. If you look at your goal, or who you want to be, as a mountain, and then decide if each step you take brings you closer to the mountain or farther away. I go on to say that my mountain is storytelling. I kind of felt that I let my mountain down when the Rough Draft Diaries didn't air. So, I'm gonna try again. I have this idea. Back in 2006, a young Canadian man named Kyle MacDonald traded a red paper clip for a house. Well, kind of. It was based on a childhood barter game called Bigger, Better, where an individual will trade one object of little importance into something of greater value.
My name's Kyle, and this is how to trade a red paperclip for a house. Put that on Craigslist, that picture. I want to trade it for something bigger or better. What have you got? Two girls in Vancouver said, we've got a pen shaped like a fish. Made the trade. Suddenly I had a pen shaped like a fish. Put that on Craigslist in the barter section. Next thing you know, I was down at Annie's house, and she offered up a doorknob with a very funny smiley face on it. Took the doorknob back home. Sure enough, it was fully functional. Post the doorknob on the barter section of Craigslist. Hey, come down to Massachusetts. I've got a camping stove with your name on it. What do you think?
That's Kyle talking about his experiment at a Montreal story convention called Ignite. I want to use a version of that game in this new series. I'll start with one individual. I'll interview them. But then at the end of the interview, I'll ask them to give me three options for my next interview. It could be a person, an organization, or just a general topic, but I need to have three different options of who they think should be interviewed next. And of those three, I would choose one. And then I would go to that interview and ask them for the next three options. Much like the barter game, you could see a line of succession. Except instead of objects, you would see a line of stories or connections. I love this idea, and I think I could make it work. But of course, there is that chance that maybe it won't work out. Maurice Sendak, the author of Where the Wild Things Are, discussed his philosophy on artists by quoting another author. He begins, Herman Melville said that artists have to take a dive. Either you hit your head on a rock and it splits your skull and you die, or that blow to your head is so inspiring that you come back up and you do the best work you ever did. But you have to take the dive. You do not know what the results will be. This is a dive for me. I'm not sure what's gonna happen or what the results will be, where the series will take me. And I'm a little nervous, but I'm also pretty excited. And I hope you are too. So brace yourself. The Rough Draft Diaries is making a comeback.